Hello, everybody. In this recording, I'm going to play the game Reversi on the Playroom and guide you on how to play it. In addition to providing you with enough voice samples to clone my voice, but since it's the 21st century, but I would appreciate it if you weren't doing that. So, there are a couple options here. I'll be playing with a bot because not many humans play this game in this platform, to be honest, which is why I'm recording this. So, there are a couple of options. Allow passing. If you enable this, you can skip your turn anytime you want. And your opponent can do the same. And this makes the game boring, so I disabled it. This option, mandatory capture, when it's disabled, you can place any piece on the board as long as it's adjacent to another piece. But when you enable this, the pieces that you place on the board have to capture another piece. So if it can't capture a piece, it can't be placed. So I'm enabling this. These are all optional. They are up to you which to enable and which not to. I'm enabling this because it makes the game more interesting in my opinion. And the bots in this platform are very dumb, so there's not really much of a difference between them. So I'm just gonna put the difficulty on insane. Alright, I started the game. My speech a bit so you can understand it. So this game, it's an 8x8 board, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So it's an 8x8 board, and each turn, each player can place one piece on the board. The goal of the game is to have more pieces on the board than your opponent does. So, 8-8 is 64. So, there can be 64 pieces on the table, on the board. And if you have 33 pieces, for example, and your opponent has like, I don't know, 32 or less, by the end of the game, you win the game. So it's also possible to make your opponent have 0 pieces on the board by capturing all of their pieces. But it's very difficult to do when you're playing with a human. You can accomplish this easily if you're playing against a bot, though. But it's very difficult against humans, unless they're beginners. So, how you capture pieces in this game is you need to surround the pieces of your opponent from two sides. Two opposite sides. For example, in the beginning of the game, there are 4 pieces on the board. 2 belongs to you and 2 belongs to your opponent. So it forms an X, basically. D5 is me. D5, white duck. E5 is a duck. D5, D4, white duck. D4 is a duck. E4 is me. D5. So D5 and E4 are my pieces. And D4 and D4 and E5 are the butts pieces. The pieces are colored, it's like similar to chess, you know. There are black and white pieces on the board. And here, instead of the white player, the black player starts first. So I'm the black player, the one with the high pitch. Low pitch, the one with the low pitch. So I'm gonna start first. And the butt is the high pitched sound, and it'll play after I do. So I have to capture one of their pieces now, because I enabled mandatory capture, so I can't place anything anywhere else. So I need to surround the piece on two sides. So right now, they have a piece on D4, and I have a piece on E4, this one right here. So if I play on C4, I'll capture that one, the one on D4. So I can do that. I can also play D3, and I can also play E6. E6 is empty, and the duck has a piece on E5. So if I play E6, I'll capture E5, because I have a piece on E4, and they're on E5, and I'll play on E6 and capture E5. I can also play F5 and capture E5. So I'm gonna play D3 here. Also, you can also capture pieces diagonally. So let's see what the bot played. So the bot played at C5. And it says token at D5 is returned. That was my token. And they captured my token, and it became their token. It became White Duck's token.
Menu list.
Because if you see here, they had a piece here, E5, and D5 was mine. So they played C5 and captured it. Now here, I also have the option to play diagonally and capture their pieces diagonally. So you see that E4 is my piece, D5 is the bot's piece, and C6 is empty. So if I play C6, this piece here on E4 will be on one side of D5, and C6 will be on the other side, therefore capturing D5. So I'm gonna do that.
Token at D5 is returned. You play at C6. It's White Duck's turn. C6. Another knock landing on 64. Token at D4 is returned. White Duck playing at C3. It's your turn. C6. Another knock landing on 66.
So the butt played at C3 and captured my D4 right here. It was mine, but it's the butt's token now. This game requires a bit of spatial awareness if you're blind. If you're sighted, it's easy, I suppose. They just look at the board and they don't need to memorize the positions. But if you're playing as a blind person, it will help you a lot if you can memorize the positions of the pieces on the board. Similar to how people play mind chess, where someone tells them what move they made and they know how. They know how to change a board in their mind. I can't do that with chess, but it's possible with reversi. It's very easy with reversi.
C5, white duck 27, C4 35 on 64, D4, white duck 36 on 64, C4, D4, white, C4 34, white duck
30. D4 is the butt's piece.
C4, C5, white duck 27
C5 is also the butt's piece.
C4, C5, white duck 27 on C6.
But C6 is my piece, right?
C5, white, C4 35 on
C6. So if I play C4, I'll capture C5.
C4. D4, D4,
but I also have a piece on E4.
D4, white duck, C4, white duck 36.
And the butt has a piece on D4.
C4 35.
So again, by playing C4,
C5, white duck,
I will capture both of those.
C4, D4, white, C4,
C5, D4 and C5.
C4, C5.
So it's possible to capture pieces on multiple directions if you plan it well.
D4, C4.
So I'm gonna play now.
D4, white duck, C4, D4,
and
C4, 35 on.
Capture the token
C5,
in front
C4,
of C4 and to the right of C4. So I'm gonna capture the two, like kill two stones with one bird.
Token at C5 is returned. Token at D4 is returned. You play at C4. It's white duck stone C4. Another knock 35 on 64.
Okay.
Chat land. It's your turn. White duck play at D3. Token at D4 is returned. Token at D3 is it's white duck stone. Token at it's you play at C4 manually. D4, F4, F4, F4.
One method you can use to know what's on the board quickly is this. You just So there are only three rows, three lines that have pieces in them. So it's easier to go slowly. But towards the end of the game, it makes it much easier if you just spam keys like this. You can also hold them, but I can't really tell the difference when I do that because it's very fast. But if you're used to fast TTS, you can do that and note the position of the pieces. So I'm gonna play F6 now. There are multiple strategies to winning this game, but a lot of the people try to capture the corners here on H8, H1, A1, and
A8.
A lot of the people try to capture these first because it's a corner. It can't be, if you place a piece on the corner, it can't be captured because it can't be surrounded on two sides, on two opposite sides. So it's impossible to capture the corner. So there are four pieces on the entire board, four empty places that are invincible. And whoever catches them first gets a huge advantage depending on their opponent. Which is why we usually don't play on G8, and here the duck played at G7, H7, and the same for the rest of the board. So the squares, the empty squares near the corners, players usually try to avoid playing on those so that their opponent doesn't capture the corner. Right now, the bot made the mistake of playing on G7. So the bot made the mistake of playing G7. So it's much easier for me to capture H8. You can also see the last played move by pressing C. So I press C and it said G7, so I no longer need to just go through the history to see what the bot did, so because C just told me what it did. So I'm gonna play F4. No. The bot played at C7,
H8 on 64.
And that doesn't really matter.
Token knight d7.
So I'm just gonna play h8 and capture the corner. So the corner belongs to me now. There's nothing that the bot can do to take away h8 from me. So it's h8 became black, which is the color that I'm playing. It's impossible to turn it to white now. Let's play d6. So if I play d6, it's gonna capture e5 because I have a piece on f4, and d5 because I have a piece on d4. So I'm gonna play d6.
F6, another knock, F5, white F4, white F3, 46 on 64. C, D3. D3, white knock, 4. F3, D3, white F3, 4.
So the bot played G3. Now I'm gonna F4. Play F3.
Token knight D4 is... Token knight F5 and D4 are returned. White knock, play knight D6. It's your turn. F3, another knock, 46 on...
Okay, G6.
D3, H3, 40, H3.
I'll play H3.
Token knight D3 is returned. You play at H3, it's white.
So the bot played g8,
G7, white.
Captured g7,
g6, white knock 20, g7, d8, d8, white f6, on.
So I'm gonna play f8.
Token at d8 is returned. Token at d3 and f8, it's your white knock. Token at d3 and f4 are returned. White knock played at h2.
So it played h2. Now, the bot made a mistake. This is why you don't play h2, but because
G8.
Now, I can just play h1, and this corner will also belong to me. That's why I think that the bots on this platform are very dumb.
H1, it's your turn. White knock, play at f7. It's your white token at f6 is return h1, and token at f6 white knock play at f7.
So they played f7.
H6, H7, 16. D7, D6, F6, F7, F4, F3, and D3, H3, F3, D4, D5, D6, D6, C6, C5, C4, C3, D3, D3, D4, F4, D4, D5, D4, D5,
I guess I'll play G5. By playing G5, I'll capture 4 pieces. 2 on the front, 2 on the left.
F5, D5, white.
So F5 and E5. Because I have a piece on D5, and also G6 and G7, because I have a piece on G8. So I'm gonna play G5.
Token at F5. Token at D5. F5. D5 and D5 are returned. Token at D6 is returned. White knock play at H5. It's your turn. D5. D4.
So the bot played H5 and captured everything that I had captured on my previous move. I guess smart move, but not that it matters anymore.
D5, F5, F6, F7, F8, F8, D8, D7, 36, D5, D6. Token at F7 is returned. You play D6, it's white, D7, D8, white, D8, white, D7. C8, D8, white, D8, 4 on. D8, 4. Token at D8 is returned. You play at D8, it's white, knock, turn, D8, and another knock, 4 on 64. Token at F3 is returned. White, knock, play at D2, it's your turn, D8, and D8, D7. Token at F7 is returned. You play at D7, it's white, D6, D7, D7, D6, D6, F6, D6, F6, D6, D5, D4, D3, D2, D1, D1, F1, C1, D2, D3, F3, white, D4, D4, C4, C5, C8, 2, C8, D8, and another D8, D7, D6, D5, D4, D3, D2, 5. D1, D1, C2, 53. Token.
Let's go with V2, I suppose.
Token at D1, D1, F1, D1, 6. D2, D3, D4, D5, white, knock, 31, H5, H6. Token at D5, and it's your turn.
Oh,
H8, and another H7.
I made a mistake, I played the wrong move. So I played too fast and chose the wrong square. Didn't choose a square that I wanted to.
H6, H4, H5, H4, 40 on.
So play H4 this turn.
Token at H5, H6, and white knock play at H8, and another knock, F8, D8, D8, C8, C7, D7, C7, H8, D7, C7, D7, C7, D7, D8, 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 D8,
So if I play g1 right now, I'll capture 6 of the butts pieces.
G7.
So just play g1.
F1, white duck, d1, 61 on 64.
Doesn't really even matter what the bot plays anymore, because you can see I have h1 through h8, g1 through g8. So I just have this entire row of pieces here that I can use to capture new pieces. See, the bot had no other moves to make, so it skipped its turn. Because there was nothing else it could do. If what was that option called?
Moves must capture at least one piece. Skipping.
So if this option
all moves must capture at least one piece. Skipping turns isn't allowed if there are possibilities to play.
Skipping turns. If I had enabled it, the bot wouldn't. The bot would be able to do this whenever they wanted to, and I would be able to do it whenever I wanted to as well. So now that the bot has nothing else to play, they would skip the turn, and I would also skip the turn, and the game would end, and I would win, because if you press press S, it shows your score.
S scores, white duck, 15, and a knock, 30.
I have 30 pieces, the bot has 15. So if I gave the players the permission to skip their turn and skipped my turn right now, after the bot had skipped its turn, the game would end and I would win. So this is a strategy that you guys could use if your opponent doesn't have anything to play and you guys have enabled skipping turns. But it's not enabled right now, so I can't do that. So what I want to do right now is play more moves that can eliminate the bot from making more moves. So if I play c8, I'll only capture d7, and the bot will be forced to skip their turn again. And they'll lose another opportunity to capture pieces. But if I play c1 and capture d1, I'll also be capturing d2 right here. And since the bot has a piece on e2, they'll be able to play on c2 and capture d2. So I'm gonna play c8.
Token at d7 is returned. You play at c8. It's white duck's turn. c8. And a knock 3 on 64. White duck skips their turn. It's your turn.
So the bot was forced to skip its turn again.
c4, c3, c2.
I'm just gonna play c2 now.
Token at c3, c4, c5, c6, and c7 are returned. Token at d2 and d2 are returned. Token at d3 is returned. You play at c2. It's white duck c1, 5th, c1.
And gonna play c1.
Token at c4.
My victory is assured at this point, so don't really need to think what to play. Don't really need to think what to play anyway if you play with a bot.
Token at d4, c4 and d4 are returned. F5, 1 on 6. C8.
So they played b8, now I'm gonna play a8.
Token at b8 is returned, you play at 8, it's white duck's turn, 8, and a knock 1 on 64. Token at c4 is returned, white duck playing at b3, it's your turn, 8, a 7, a 5, a 4, a 3, a 2, 14.
It doesn't even matter now if I give the bot a corner, so I could even do that. If I played A2, it wouldn't matter because most of the pieces on the board are already in mine.
A 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, 17, token at B6, C6 and G6 are returned. You play at a 6, it's white duck's turn, a 6, another knock 17 on 64, token at B4 is returned. White duck playing at B5, it's your turn, a 5, 25, token at B4 is returned. Token at B5, C5 and D5 are returned. You play at a 5, it's white duck's turn, a 5, another knock 25 on 64, token at B4, C5 and D6 are returned. White duck playing at a 3, it's your turn, a 4, a 3, a 240, a 240. Token at a 3 is returned. Token at B3 and C4 are returned. You play at a 2. It's white duck's turn. A 2. Another knock 49 on 64. Token at B6 is returned. White duck playing at a 7. It's your turn. A 2. B2, B8, B7. Token at B. Token at a 2. A 3, a 4, a 5 and a 6 are returned. White duck playing at a 1. It's your turn. B7. Another knock 10 on 6. B6, B4, B3, B250 on C3. Another knock B252, C B158, B250.
So now I have to skip my turn. And that's done by pressing P.
P, you decided to skip your turn. It's white duck's turn. Token at B3 is returned. White duck playing at B2. It's your B1, B1.
Now, only square that's left is B1. So I'm just gonna play that and finish the game.
Token at B2, B3 and B4 returns. You play B1, 12, white duck, 11, another knock, 53, you have a winner. Next round in first. The rest are not pending progress. 24 and 6 is. Cap B4.
So, thank you guys for listening to this. There's also a text guide for this game on the Playroom. You can access it by creating or joining a table of reverse sim and pressing Control plus F1. Sorry if this file was too long, because I'm not really a podcaster, so I'm too lazy to edit it and remove the redundant parts. And the only goal of this was so that more people could learn this and play it, because there aren't really many blind people on the Playroom who play this. If you guys have any questions, or if I forgot something, if I forgot to add something about the game, you can ask me in the comments and I'll answer the comments.